I've got to pinch myself. I think we've done really well given the budget that we have and the facilities that we have. I always felt we could do it. I always feel we can do it because of the guys we've got there, because of the managers, the team and everybody else behind it. So they've done well without any help in past, so we're a little bit of help. I always felt they could do even better. And, well, they've surpassed everything I thought they could do. But I'm going to revisit that target and change it.
You talk about the size of the budget, and a lot's made of how big Stanley's budget is, the second lowest in the league. Some people have questioned that, though, haven't they?
And I don't like that, so I'm always going to argue about it, because I think when you question it, not only do you effectively undermine what I've told them, which is a fact, you undermine the achievements of all the lads. You know, our lads aren't getting paid as much as some of the guys in our league. Well, they're not getting massive wages. So you kind of underestimate what they've put in for less money than they could get elsewhere. And you underestimate what John and Jimmy have achieved. So I'm always going to defend their achievements because I know the facts of it. Their budget is second lowest and, you know, they're performing first best. It needs to be clear that that's the case. I don't know why people have to say that. Kind of, they say it, I think, to a cover for their failings.
You do talk about, you know, the objectives for this season, and let's not jump the gun yet, but you say that maybe you've got to reset the objectives now. How far?
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not going to set a limit on how far it can go or how far as a club we can go. I mean, we need to do it at a pace that does well, and if we get promotion, you know, we've achieved miracles. I wouldn't rule out us doing okay next season had we got promotion. Or if we don't get promotion, I wouldn't rule out us doing well. We're a great bunch of lads. The contracts are sorted now. So, you know, if any player does leave, club gets realistic compensation and the lad gets to move on. And we can keep developing it wherever we are in the league. If we do go up, if we are lucky enough to go up, could be this Saturday, but if we are lucky enough to go up, then we'll reset the budget. It's not going to be it'll probably be the bottom budget in League One, not close to it. It'll probably be the bottom budget because it's not going to be massively more than it is now. But I'm not saying that we can't achieve a lot in League One. Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to cry about our budget. Our budget's what it is. And we've demonstrated this year we can do okay by it, and next year we can do okay. I think we might have to manage expectations. You're in there with teams like, you know, really big teams. You could possibly have Bolton or Sunderland or Birmingham or Barnsley, some really big teams. There's big teams with big revenue like Bradford up there, and the relativeness of our budget gets worse, as it were. But I still want, you know, if you put this team in there now, I'd expect to finish mid-table as it is. That's because I'd always stand by our lads. Do you know what I mean? So whether that's a reality, John might say different. He's the expert, John and Jimmy. But we've shown that with right attitude, you can beat Burnley in a cup match. You can, you know, you can go far. You can narrowly get beat by West Ham in the Carabao Cup or whatever it was called then. I think it was Carabao Cup. I forget there's that many names. I forget what they're called. But you can achieve. It's not just about money. It's about if you add money and spirit together, then you get nearer what the real budget is. It's not just about money. So you have teams with big budgets going nowhere because they've no spirit. So it's not just about money. I'm never going to complain about what I've got because it's what we've got.
You've not always been a football fan. When did you get bitten by the bug?
Well, I didn't go so often before I got bitten by it because it means so much to so many people and the enthusiasm amongst the crowd. You know, you talk to people in Clayton and you know, they've supported it from tier seven. They've been all over the country into some awful ground. So ours actually isn't bad. And you get bit by the bug and it's a great story. It's a great little club and it's a big piece of Accrington. I were bitten fairly early. You know, again, when we beat Burnley in a friendly, I were bitten. and I always want it to do well. You know, and always to be best for it to do well. My job, as I see it, is to get it so it's sustainable so that in another 50 years it's still going. And that's what I want to do. So wherever it is in league structure, for me, it has to be in a condition where it can survive. I'm looking a lot longer term than next season. Really, I'm stood in Chip's crow's nest, looking all but longer term. You know, Corley's looking over a season. His staff are looking at individual matches and players looking at individual minutes. So it's a timescale that we're looking over that matters. I make no secret that I love the club. I think it's a great little club. It's not my club. You know, it'll be in Accrington when I'm gone. I don't know how long I'll be there. You know, there'll be time when people are sick of me and then I'll have to move on and move over for somebody else. But in my time there, we're going to do his best on and off the park. You know, where we get bits of success. I mean, we need to manage expectations a bit because 46 points out of 51 will never happen again in my lifetime, I'm sure. I think we're second now in Europe in form table. So you've got to pinch yourself when you say that. That is an unbelievable performance from lads. You know, these are exceptionally good times. There'll be other times when we're thinking, well, a year or so ago, we were third bottom at league. You know, people are starting to say, oh, we're not winning and, you know, feeling a bit down about it. You got to take the good with the smooth. We're getting the good time now. You know, if we go up, you don't know how well we'll do. I think we'll do reasonably well, but you don't know. There'll be games when we're sick and there'll be games when we're absolutely jumping for joy. So and that's football. And you get that wherever you are in the league. We've got to keep it in context, though, that Accrington, they're on the verge of a historic performance, and I'm convinced these lads can do it. You know, I think this bunch of lads is, you just get that final piece in jigsaw, and I think John put that final piece in jigsaw in January, and that's what he's good at. He always has a better second half than first half, so he has a good first half of the season to assess, and then he puts a little finishing touches to it, and that's his skill. We expect a better second half into John Coleman than a first half because that's what he does. Let's remember, though, this is first time that... Had we gone up last time, a couple of years ago, when we drew against Stevenage and we lost out to Bristol Rovers, I think we'd have come straight back down. I think we'd have struggled. After that Stevenage match, we lost two-thirds of his players. We would have lost them had we gone up. And the season after, we third bottom at Christmas in League Two, never mind League One. So it would have been a real struggle. No. I think it's different. We've got a lot more contracts in place. Cole is saying to me three or four players and he's happy to take on League One. Doesn't need massive additions. So, and he's a realist, is John. In John, we've got somebody a bit like me that you come from lowly beginnings, so he's used to making do. You know, you can make do. He doesn't need £2,000 suits and Ferraris to do his job. He just needs basic tools and a bit of backing and let him get on with it.